What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're in California, and you need a ride, so you use the Lyft app. A few minutes later, a car pulls up to take you to your destination. Only there's one strange thing going on. There's no driver. I'm Jonathan Strickland, and this is Tech Stuff Daily. The car service company Lyft recently received the go-ahead from the California Department of Motor Vehicles to test driverless cars on California roads. The company joins several others on a long list of groups that are in various stages of testing autonomous vehicles on California highways. In fact, as of the recording of this episode, there are at least 45 companies that have this permission. That list has some recognizable names on it. There are some big names in the automotive industry like Volkswagen, Honda, Mercedes, Ford, and BMW there. Then there are younger car companies that aim to disrupt the industry like Tesla Motors and Faraday and Future Incorporated. There are also some huge names in the tech space that earn their reputation in other areas of tech, such as Samsung Electronics, Nvidia, and Apple. Google is in there too in the form of Waymo, which is the branch of Alphabet, Google's parent company, that focuses on autonomous vehicles. Lyft plans on working with some of these entities while simultaneously developing its own autonomous vehicle technologies. Autonomous vehicles remain a controversial subject for several reasons, not all of them technological. First, you have the understandable concerns of a population that hasn't yet come to trust a machine to operate a vehicle the way a human would. It takes a certain level of, let's call it faith, to sit back and let a car drive itself while you have no control over the situation. And even if you know that cars are able to monitor conditions all around a vehicle consistently and constantly, unlike a human being who must focus in one direction at any given time, it's still a big trust exercise to sit in the back seat. After all, we're all familiar with technology that fails to work the way it's supposed to. Whether it's the infamous blue screen of death or a washing machine that was working just fine yesterday, but now refuses to drain, we know tech isn't necessarily perfect. A well-designed autonomous vehicle would be able to alert humans to potential problems well before they become a real issue, returning to home base for maintenance and repair. But we all know there will be cases where that fails to happen. Then there's the question of who is to be held responsible should an autonomous vehicle cause an accident. Should it be the company operating the vehicle? The one that made the software? The one that manufactured the car? There may be many parties involved depending upon the situation, and establishing accountability is still an open question. Once you do, how do you find the entity at fault? If a driverless car, for example, fails to yield before making a turn and causes an accident, how do you penalize the responsible party? Do you take away the car's license to drive itself? And while driverless algorithms are improving with every mile of research, machines still aren't as good at reacting to unusual situations as humans are. For example, if you're driving down the road and a metal ladder falls off a truck in front of you, you know that's a potential hazard and you can try to avoid it. If the truck in front of you drops a pillow, you know that colliding with a pillow, while not ideal, isn't likely to cause you any harm. But a car controlled by a computer may not be able to make these distinctions, and so may react in a way that actually creates more risk rather than avoids it. Then there's the jobs factor. Lots of people drive for Lyft in order to earn extra cash. A few may rely upon it as their primary source of income. But what happens when Lyft starts rolling out driverless vehicles? Lyft drivers may find themselves in competition with robots. Worse, the company may see their jobs as being redundant and layoffs could follow. There will still be a need for humans at Lyft's operations. There will likely be maintenance garages that will keep the cars running and in good working order. But it's not like the skill sets of driver and mechanic or a computer scientist are all transferable. Earlier in 2017, Goldman Sachs estimated that autonomous cars might cost as many as 25,000 driving jobs a month. Their estimates mostly covered the professional truck driving industry. In fact, the report suggested that truck drivers will see the impact, no pun intended, of driverless cars more than taxi drivers or bus drivers. When you look at the numbers, you understand why. In the United States, there are about 4 million driver jobs. 3.1 million of those are truck drivers. According to Goldman Sachs, that's about 2% of the overall workforce in the United States. Unlike what you might expect given the headlines, Goldman Sachs thinks we're still several years away from seeing autonomous vehicles making up a substantial percentage of car sales. The report suggests that it won't be until 2025 to 2030 that we see autonomous cars make up 20% of overall car sales. There's also a question of who will be buying those vehicles. Autonomous driving tech isn't cheap, though perhaps with mass manufacturing we might see prices fall within the purchasing power of the average car buyer. Some analysts believe we're more likely to see companies like Lyft purchase fleets of driverless cars. This could lead to an era in which fewer people will own a personal vehicle. Instead, we'll rely more heavily on car services to arrange rides on demand. Imagine a world where you don't need to worry about parking or car payments or insurance and other nuisances that accompany owning a car. On the flip side, you wouldn't be able to jump into the driver's seat and drive for pleasure. It seems like it's just a matter of time before we have these driverless cars escorting us around dense urban centers. We may never see robo-cars take over in more remote, rural areas. So if you do love driving, consider moving out to the country. To learn more about autonomous cars, the effects automation will have on the economy, and everything else that has to do with technology, subscribe to the Tech Stuff podcast. I publish new episodes every Wednesday and Friday and explore technology much more thoroughly over there. I'll see you again soon.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.